You are flying high on Locked On Eagles, your source for the best Philadelphia Eagles news and analysis, brought to you by LockedOnEagles.com. I am your host, Michael Kist. You can follow my XNO work for Inside the Pylon. Follow my fantasy and draft work for BreakingFootball.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at MichaelKistNFL. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you're enjoying the college football games. Also, apologies for having you sit through that awful, sloppy 0-6 loss to the Dallas Cowboys in Week 17. Main point is we're going to the playoffs with home field advantage, and we got out of the game healthy, so there's your positive takeaway for the game. Instead of recapping that game, I'm more interested in some individual performances. I've got something special for you today. Before we get to that, obviously, Sidney Jones is back. Go check out LockedOnEagles.com. Before the game, I broke down his college tape to remind myself why I loved his game so much. Shout out to Bleeding Green Nation and Brandon Lee Gouton for throwing that article on the link, getting some extra traffic to the site. Man, it's always appreciated. The other breaking news is that John DeFilippo is going to be interviewing for the head coach job with the Chicago Bears. That's per Adam Schefter. If you want to learn more about Flip, great coach, did magical work with Carson Wentz, and that was highlighted by Benjamin Solak, a co-host here, his great article on Flip for Bleeding Green Nation. Go check that out. It is a fantastic piece. Also, Jim Schwartz will be in the running for the Giants head coach position. We'll have more on that throughout the week. Today, what I wanted to do for you, instead of recapping that terrible Dallas Cowboys game, I wanted to give you a gift for the new year. We're going to bring it in right with some heat. So what I did was, in honor of the Eagles making the playoffs again with Nick Foles, I went back to the 2013 NFC wildcard game between the Saints and Eagles to retell that story of how that game went down. I've got two other pieces like this that I dropped back in November. Go check those out. One of them is on the 1980 NFC Championship game between the Eagles and the Cowboys, and the other one is reliving 44-6, which you should definitely know what that game is about. So without further ado, here is the 2013 NFC wildcard game between the Eagles and the Saints. December 29th, 2003, Week 17. On Sunday Night Football, the NFC East title would be on the line, with the Cowboys at 8-7 at home against the Eagles, who are 9-6. The Cowboys had dropped two of their last three games, losing to the Chicago Bears in Week 14, 28-45, followed by a 36-37 loss to the Packers, which included a 23-point comeback and four touchdowns from Aaron Rodgers' backup quarterback Matt Flynn. The Cowboys would win their third game in that set, with a 24-23 win on the road against the Redskins. The Redskins' win would prove costly for the Cowboys, with starting quarterback Tony Romo suffering a herniated disc in the contest. Romo would receive an epidural injection prior to the Week 17 tilt with the Eagles, but it was ultimately decided that surgery was needed and backup quarterback Kyle Orton would get the start. Having gone 4-12 in 2012 and parting ways with head coach Andy Reid, the Eagles brought in Oregon coach Chip Kelly to right the ship. The Eagles would need a win or tie to clinch the third seed for a chance to host the New Orleans Saints. The Cowboys would need to win to do the same. Romo wasn't the only key injury for the Cowboys. Key cog and signal caller in the defense, middle linebacker Sean Lee would miss the game with a neck injury. Meanwhile, the Eagles entered the game with all of their key starters in good condition. On the first drive, future Philadelphia Eagle DeMarco Murray would give the Eagles a gift that proved pivotal in the game.
Number 28, Murray again, throws the right side and loses the ball, and it winds up going into the hands of Bradley Fletcher. So the Dallas Cowboys starting the drive and looking very, very good, then all of a sudden Murray with a fumble and right into the arms of Bradley Fletcher for the turnover. Eagles with the ball when we come back.
Up 24-22 with less than 2 minutes to go, another turnover would end the game and the season for the Dallas Cowboys.
With a chance to win it and send his team to the playoffs.
358 yards, trying to set at least Bailey up for a field goal attempt. Bailey's career long is 53 yards. Orton starts. Oh, and it's intercepted at the 40-yard line by Brandon Boykin. Brandon Boykin with his sixth of the season. Woo. And that's the way it's going to end.
They're going to double out here on Witten, and then Kyle Orton comes late over there. He wanted to go to Witten. Instead, he throws it behind Miles Austin, and that young man right there has been absolutely huge. They were sweating it out. Were they going to get Brandon Boykin in the fourth round? And he has just been monstrous. And for Kyle Orton, oh my goodness.
And for Jerry Jones, it's another year of the season ending before January.
This marked the seventh win in eight games for the Eagles and made Chip Kelly the first rookie head coach in Eagles history to win a division title. Kelly would help the Eagles set franchise records in total yards, points scored, and fewest turnovers with an unlikely breakout signal caller in Nick Foles. With Michael Vick suffering a hamstring injury early in the season, Foles would step in to throw 27 touchdowns and only two interceptions while leading the league in passer rating, which also set a franchise record. The Eagles set franchise records on the ground as well, with running back LeSean McCoy leading the league in rushing, going off for 1,607 yards and 2,146 yards from scrimmage. Simply put, Kelly's no-huddle, up-tempo offense took the league by storm and developed a reputation for gassing defenses, running a play every 24 seconds, the fastest pace in the league. Their opponents, the New Orleans Saints, were no slouch, amassing an 11-5 record only good enough for second in the NFC South that year, but they had a reputation for playing soft on the road. Head coach Sean Payton had dropped three straight on the road in the playoffs, and since Payton was named head coach, they were 16-0 at home, but only 8-8 as the visiting team while averaging 15.1 less points per game. The Eagles' defensive game plan was to keep everything in front and force the Saints to take what they could get, something defenses largely failed to do against the Saints in recent history, as Drew Brees had just completed his third consecutive season of over 5,000 passing yards. The Eagles would enter the game as three-point favorites, and the showdown was set for January 4th, 2014, on a cold night in Philly. The game would start with a bit of controversy. 3rd and 10 on the Saints' first drive from the Philadelphia 45, an offensive lineman discarded his tape, causing Drew Brees to grab it and throw it behind him. They would eventually call a timeout with the play clock expiring, but the referees would give them a gift.
Play clock at one. And Brees is going to try to get a timeout, and he does get it. They give it to him. Bill Vinovich is the referee.
There's no charge timeout, as there was debris on the field that we had to clear.
It looked like Brees was throwing something away. I couldn't tell if it was a towel or what.
Yeah, right back to the umpire. You could see him reach over, and I think at that point he kind of lost track of the play clock, and when he looked up, it said one. There's Brees right there, and he's going to go up and
tape
for one of those. Who knows what that is?
It's tape from somebody, and there's Brees picking it up, flipping it away. So Vinovich comes in to say there is no charge timeout. It's going to reset the play clock at 25 seconds and make it 3rd down and 10.
The Saints wouldn't convert that 3rd down, but it would save them a timeout. And the Eagles would stall out on their first drive with only one 1st down to show for it, a 15-yard completion on 3rd and 7 to Zach Ertz for 15 yards. Later in the first quarter, the Saints would work their way into Eagles territory on a 21-yard seam pass to Jimmy Graham, but on the next play, Eagles cornerback Bradley Fletcher would stick with Saints wide receiver Kenny Stills on a hesitation go route and produce a big play.
Ton of time. Brees going deep, adjusting, and then it's intercepted by Bradley Fletcher. Fletcher out past the 20-yard line and taken down to the 29-yard line. Intended for Kenny Stills, who was adjusting to the throw, but Fletcher was right there for the pick.
Poor decision by Drew Brees. This is one that just wasn't there. A hesitate and go on the outside by Stills. Fletcher's all over it, and then Stills tries to undercut it, but the ball sails over his head. So nice job by Fletcher. We talk so much about some of these other guys, but now that's two deep balls that have not worked out for Drew Brees down the same sideline.
The Eagles would get on the move late in the first quarter with Foles hitting tight end Brent Celek for 24 yards that put them in Saints territory. Shortly after, the Saints would be forced to take a timeout as they were unprepared for the snap. Hands on hips, the Eagles' up-tempo offense was full go and wearing New Orleans down. Staring down the barrel of 4th and 1 in the Saints 23, Chip Kelly faced his first major decision. Having gone 5 of 8 on 4th and 1 during the regular season, he decided to let them hang.
So 4th and 1. From the 23-yard line. And they give it to McCoy, and he has the 1st down. To the 15-yard line he goes, over right guard tackled there by Lofton.
I tell you, this Jason Kelsey's the guy that I like. The center position's going to get out and then get up to this next level and really create an opening in there for LeSean McCoy. Interesting. Fourth and one. Go shotgun to pick it up.
The drive would stall after a pass to Brent Celek went for negative 8 yards and a sack for negative 11 yards, setting up a 48-yard field goal for Alex Henry.
Now, Alex Henry, this will be a 48-yard field goal attempt as the Eagles try to get on the board first, and it's hooking, and it's no good. So they had a first down at the 15-yard line. Now set up for a 48-yard attempt, and Peyton's team will get the ball at the 38.
The Saints would capitalize on the favorable field position, moving to the Eagles' 20-yard line from 3rd and 7, where more controversy would ensue.
Third down and 7. Ingram is in the backfield. He gets a good block to let Breeze get the pass away, and then it's Graham making the catch and losing the ball. And it's a fumble and a recovery by Philadelphia. Fletcher Cox. Of course, everything gets reviewed, so did Graham have control and then lose the ball? They'll take a peek, and we'll take a break. No score in this NFC wildcard playoff game. This is very close, but we think the call on the field will stand. It's extremely close. You'll see it when the shin goes down. He has control of the ball. He's getting tackled by Allen. The shin is on the ground in just another frame or two. There it is. He still has the ball. Here comes Ryan's in to get it out. And I don't think there's enough here to overturn it. What do you think, Chris?
It's so close. And remember, the shin starts above the ankle. So the ankle is still part of the foot. The shin is somewhere where the tape job is and up. My true gut feeling, if I had to make a call, I would say he's down. But you know, do you overturn it? It's not supposed to work that way. If it's bang, bang, you're supposed to stay with the call on the field.
After reviewing the play, ruling on the field is reversed.
Ooh.
The receiver was down by contact at the 13.5-yard line. It'll be fourth down and a half yard to go in the middle of the field.
It's a new year.
The reversal would lead to a fourth and one at the Eagles' 13.5. Breeze would convert on a sneak, but a butt flinch and a false start by tight end Ben Watson would set up a 36-yard field goal that Shane Graham would bang through, making the score 3-0 in the middle of the second quarter. Failing to get anything going on offense on their next drive, and with the Saints threatening again, the Eagles needed a spark. And they would get one from the man they call Mufasa.
And here, Breeze throws, it's picked off at the 35-yard line. That's the D'Amico Ryans. Territory. Second turnover tonight for the Saints.
Well, it couldn't have been any easier for D'Amico Ryans right here. Drew Brees looks left, looks left, looks left, and it is D'Amico Ryans. So really not a good start thus far for Drew Brees. He misses the big throw early, comes back with the interception here.
The interception would lead to a red zone chance for the Eagles, where Nick Foles had thrown 16 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in the regular season. The Eagles' offensive line would give Foles all day to operate on this strike to wide receiver Riley Cooper.
Again, a three-man rush all night in the pocket. And then the pass is caught by Cooper. Touchdown.
Three-man rush and all day to throw the football, but this time Nick Foles does not lose his attention when Cameron Jordan is coming at him, and that young man in the red zone has been simply sensational. That is his 17th touchdown now without an interception. Big-time play by Nick Foles.
With 1:43 left in the second quarter, the Saints' two-minute offense would start to hum, moving into Eagles territory with 17, 13, and 13-yard passes to Jimmy Graham, Darren Sproles, and Kenny Stills. With 29 seconds left in the Saints at the Eagles' 28-yard line, Trent Cole would ensure that the Eagles would go into half with the lead by coming up big on 3rd and 10.
And Breeze is going to go down, only a three-man rush. He stepped up in the pocket, couldn't get it away. Trent Cole is there. And then New Orleans, with the clock ticking down, will have a fourth down and 10. 46-yard attempt. He said one attempt tonight from 36 that was good. And Graham's kick is just inside the right upright. 7-6 Philadelphia. Coming up next, the Toyota halftime after these messages.
The Eagles would receive the second half kickoff, but their possession would bear no fruit, with Nick Foles being called for intentional grounding and following up by getting sacked by Cameron Jordan, who would add to his 12.5 sack regular season total.
3rd and 17 from the 18. And pressure again, and he gets sacked at the 9, and that's Cameron Jordan, who had a dozen this season. That's his second of the night. So an inglorious beginning to the second half for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's 4th and 26.
Here we go, working against the rookie, Lane Johnson. So we've been talking a lot about Teron Armstead, the rookie on the other side, but that time it's the 4th overall pick, Lane Johnson, that gets beat.
Set up by an 18-yard Mark Ingram scamper, the Saints would capitalize by rolling Drew Brees to the right, where he would find Lance Moore sitting in the void.
At the end of the Dallas game, Brees fires, caught. Lance Moore to the end zone. Touchdown. Lance Moore, who did not have a single catch in the opening half, 2 on this drive, salutes himself there. 24-yard touchdown reception, and they go 53 yards in 6 plays.
Going to get a lot of coverage down the field now. Jimmy Graham, and that's Kenny Stills double teamed in the back. And that was literally the 4th receiver, the 4th look. Lance Moore coming back and just settles in the hole. Sometimes it's so nice to have a veteran guy in the ballgame.
Down 13-7 in the middle of the 3rd, the Eagles offense would go 3 and out thanks to a key drop on 3rd down.
And right now it's 3rd and 4. And the pass is caught and then dropped. Riley Cooper trying to look upfield because he had a lot of room after the catch, but he couldn't haul it in. 4th down.
Oh my goodness, they had the perfect play on a little pick play with the tight end going up the field and picked, and look, there's nobody left over there.
The Eagles would end up paying dearly for Cooper's drop. The Saints' ensuing drive would march for 66 yards on 8 plays, capped off by a 4-yard touchdown run by running back Mark Ingram.
The Saints is pounding him running the ball.
Good balance for the Saints tonight. 23 running plays, 26 passing plays. Run number 24 is Ingram taking it to the goal line and in for the touchdown. 8 plays, 66 yards, takes a little less than 5 minutes.
The Eagles' first 2 drives in the second half had been 3 and outs. On their 3rd drive of the half, they would get some much-needed juice from DeSean Jackson, who, entering the game with 2 career games against the Saints, had torched them for 7 receptions, 201 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Those 2 touchdowns came on 77 and 71-yard catches. But to this point, he had a stat line of 0 catches for 0 yards.
Ball's flushed out, keeping his eyes downfield, and making the catch at the 10-yard line is DeSean Jackson. And that's a pretty good way to get off the schneid. Got position on Corey White and was able to take it away.
The splash play would lead to a 4th and goal from the Saints' 2-yard line. Chip Kelly would let him hang one more time, and this time, the Nick Foles read option would be the key to unlocking points.
Eagles are looking over to the bench. It's a 2-possession game.
One of the plays of the game so far by Akeem Hicks. Off the double team, up to make the play to set up another huge 4th down.
Foles asking for quiet. The play clock down to 6. It's 4th and goal. Avant comes in motion to the inside. Play clock at 1. They just do get it off. And McCoy goes in for the touchdown. Just beat the play clock in the go on 4th and goal.
The power of the read option. The guy right here doesn't know if Foles is going to come down. They're going to wipe everything down here and leave him unblocked. And he has to hesitate because he's not sure if Foles is going to come out to the outside. Touchdown, Eagles.
The next Saints drive would go 3 and out. And with the Eagles down 6, they would get a chance to narrow the lead following a 29-yard punt return by DeSean Jackson. 7 plays and 26 yards later, Alex Henry would knock through a 31-yard field goal, slicing the Saints' lead in half. On the Saints' next drive, Drew Brees would find Robert Meacham working one-on-one against Eagles safety Patrick Chung for a 40-yard strike, setting up a 35-yard Shane Graham field goal to bring the score to 23-17 with 8:04 left to play. The Eagles would answer with a bit of luck, benefiting from an underthrow on a Nick Foles deep shot to speedster DeSean Jackson.
You're not going to survive long on the outside, though, with Corey White and DeSean Jackson one-on-one without getting a throw down there at some point.
Big draw. Jackson trying to adjust back along with Corey White. And it will make it a first and goal off the pass interference.
Corey White had to know it was coming. Great job by DeSean Jackson. A little move, but here at the end, a veteran move. Come back through the defender, and you're going to get the call. Hands were pinned at his side. Easy call, no question about it.
The penalty would lead to points for the Eagles, with Nick Foles rolling to his right and finding Zach Ertz for a 3-yard touchdown pass.
Zach Ertz, number 86, can be a major mismatch down the field on anybody. He's at the bottom of your screen.
Jackson moving. Kick to McCoy. Foles guns it. Caught! Touchdown! Zach Ertz!
Make him believe you're blocking and then come back out. Nick Foles looked to the outside, but knew where he was coming the entire time. Backups in, Will Herring replacing Paris Harrelson. Too many holes in this defense now.
And now for the lead, Henry bangs it through. So Ertz, the rookie out of Stanford, had 4 touchdown catches during the regular season. Big one here, 4:54 to go. Eagles lead by 1.
With a 24-23 lead and 4:54 remaining in the fourth quarter, the Eagles defense would need a stop. But they started off the series on the wrong foot, with Kerry Williams committing a penalty on a future Eagle.
Here's Darren Sproles to run the kick back. Swinging to the outside, and a big run back for him, and a horse collar tackle by Kerry Williams. So that's going to take the ball out to about midfield for Breeze to start the next drive.
The costly penalty moved the Saints to the Eagles 48, and in a prime position to close the game out on the back of a quarterback that to this point had commanded 33 career fourth quarter and overtime game-winning drives. On 3rd-and-1 from the Eagles 27, Breeze would convert, not with his arm, but with his feet.
And Breeze is going to keep it himself and keeps those legs churning and gets the first down. He takes it to the 23-yard line.
It was going to be close until Jed Collins came in, and not often you want to hit your own quarterback, but he gave him a pretty good shot there. He's just going to push him right up in the hole here.
On 3rd-and-1 from the Eagles 15, the Eagles were out of timeouts, and Breeze would go to the well again, leaving no doubt that they would get the last chance to put the game away.
Looking it down, 3rd and inches. Again, Robinson is the back. Breeze is going to do it himself again, and that's going to be a first down. So now you're taking it down to the point where do you want to leave yourself an opportunity and not go down to like 4 seconds, but take it down to maybe 10 in case you... Saints started this drive with 4:54 left on the clock. They're going to take it right down to the end, and the ball game's going to come down to this. Justin Drescher to snap it, McCown to hold it, and Graham to try to send them to Seattle from 32. Right down Broad Street. And the crowd dead silent as the New Orleans Saints told all week, oh my God, it's going to be below freezing. Mike Snow, no chance. Come into Philadelphia and win the game 26-24.
The Saints would go on to lose 23-15 to the Seahawks in the divisional round and wouldn't see another winning season until 2017. The Eagles would miss out on the playoffs in 2014 and fire head coach Chip Kelly after the 2015 campaign after a wild shakeup of the roster. Under new head coach Doug Peterson, the Eagles find themselves back in the playoffs this year with a familiar face at quarterback. For Eagles fans, the hope is the outcome of the game will be met not with shocked silence, but a Fly Eagles Fly fight song.